I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to In Sickness and In Health. Don't laugh at me straight away.
Well, just I love when you try and make this sound as if it's going to be exciting.
Well, I like to try and kick off with some kind of fake energy.
Okay, go on.
This is the podcast where we talk about all the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships as we find out the non-negotiables, the things you absolutely couldn't put up with
in sickness and in health.
Each week we'll discuss a topic and on some occasions we'll be joined by a guest who can give us an insight into their deal breakers and things they could not put up with in a relationship. And don't forget that you can get stuck in by participating in polls and sending us messages at In Sickness and In Health Podcast. Oh, or you can send us your voice notes and messages to, we've got an email address.
Here we go, look at us.
God, it's the 90s all over again.
We are important.
We've got an email address here, ISAIH.
Which stands for?
In Sickness and In Health, yeah. But don't put In Sickness and In Health because it won't reach
it's
us.
ISAIH.
At spirit. Dash, is that a dash?
Yep.
Studios.com. Simple.
Yeah.
Really easy. If you do like this podcast, leave us a little review. If you don't like it, just move on. It's fine. It's fine. Keep it to yourself.
Right, so are you just not saying tolerate anymore then?
No.
I notice you just keep changing that to couldn't put up with.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think tolerate is in my lexicon.
Tolerate.
I don't think it's a word
I'd love to hear you trying to say tolerate once you've had a few beers.
Well, wait till I'll say it again at the end of this podcast.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers. Let me grab my beer.
Come on, David.
There you go. I've already downed half of it.
Cheers.
How are you, Claire?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah. Really good. I don't know. Am I good? I don't know. That was just a generic answer.
You do have to say that though. Anytime you meet somebody, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Really, you're dying inside.
That's it, yeah.
You hate your life.
Everything's
the whole
gone
world.
Wrong. Everything's gone wrong. How are you? Great, thanks.
Yeah.
I was taking Harrison to school today. And we was listening to the radio and the word quasar come up.
Quasar?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Now, when I was a kid, there was a place in Essex called Quasar. And I don't know whether it was a chain, but it was laser tag.
Right.
And it was called Quasar. And you know, I've got all these stories of me as a kid, like sort of primary school age, sort of 6, 7, 8, 9.
Right.
That they make me sound like some sort of little lost
orphan.
Urchin.
Yeah.
And I was going, oh, crazy. That used to be a laser tag thing when I was growing up.
Right.
And I told Harrison a story of this is how unpopular I was at school. My mate had a party
right
at this laser tag place.
Mm.
And I was invited. Couldn't believe my luck. Oh, brilliant. And we're all playing laser tag and everyone's shooting everyone else and and I'm shooting a load of people. And come to the end.
Right.
Where everyone gets their score.
Yeah.
Who comes up on top?
You.
Me. Because I think you get...
It would have been rubbish if it wasn't you, the way you set that
up. But let me tell you, so I ended up winning. So I think you got a point for shooting someone and you lose a point if you get shot.
Right, yeah.
And all that had happened was that because I was thought of so little, everyone was trying to shoot their mates, basically. Right. No one was shooting me. It was like, oh, and who's James? James has won. And everyone was like, oh, I forgot. Yeah, he was here. I was just walking around because no one wanted to shoot me. And I was like, oh, I got James. Like,
Nobody cared.
Even shot me. I was just shooting everyone.
What do you want, James? You want sympathy for me?
I do, yeah. I do. I got another one of those little stories from when I was a kid as well.
Go on.
To try and make you feel sorry for me. I got sent to the corner during class. I don't know what I did.
Yeah, I remember that. You had to stand in the corner.
I had to stand in the corner and face the corner.
Yeah.
And then the teacher opened the door. The corner was next to the door.
Right.
And the teacher opened the door. So I was
enclosed the door.
In this sort of little triangle of punishment.
Yeah.
And then it was lunchtime and the teacher forgot I was behind the door, sent everyone out for lunch. It got to a point where I had to go, hello. Like, I was there for so long. And another teacher found me. I was like, what are you doing there? I went, well, I got put in the corner and I think she just forgot about me or something. She closed the door on me.
Wow.
And they were like, right, we need to, have you had any lunch or anything? Yeah. I was like, no, I've been here for about 45 minutes.
That's Jude. Not that Jude would ever be sent to the corner.
No.
But Jude wouldn't say anything.
No,
if that was me or Harrison.
They'd go, oh, what are you playing
at? We'd be like, right, well, I guess I can just go then. Yeah. It's fucking lunchtime.
See, I was, I didn't fight back.
No,
I still don't really.
Well.
I don't fight authority.
I don't know. I'm having a pretty hard time holding you down.
Yeah, but you're not authority, are you?
I'm an Urhus.
Yeah.
See, this is what I mean. You keep forgetting this.
Yeah, maybe. I suppose. No, I'm you keep me in check.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can do with me.
Yeah. At home. That's true. Maybe I'll try the corner thing.
Just put me in the corner.
Yeah.
Close the door.
Yeah. And if you just fucking stand there and shut up for 45 minutes, oh my God, that would be bliss.
I was there for ages. I remember a kid came past. I was like, mate, what time is it? I was like, oh, I haven't had it. Is there any teachers around?
Why didn't you just leave? What age were you?
10?
Why didn't you just walk out and go, I think she forgot about me?
Because I was scared.
I tell you.
I was so scared of the teachers growing up at my
school. If that had happened to one of your boys, we would have been furious.
Oh, yeah. I would have kicked her off.
They were
a little bit. There was a teacher that found me and they were sweating a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, he's not had any lunch.
Yeah.
That's no good.
No.
But yeah, I was just a little boy. But I didn't really, people felt sorry for me as a kid as well.
Right.
I used to get a lot of free stuff. People would see me and they gave me stuff for free.
Why?
I don't know. I remember, because I'm a little sort of, I love musical theatre, don't I?
Yeah.
Again, same sort of age. I went to see Oliver. In the West End
right.
as a kid. And my mum went, right, you stand here. I'm going to go to the toilet.
Right.
I went, all right, okay. She went, don't move. I went, all right. Stood there for a little while. She came back. I had a little sort of neckerchief thing, a mug and like a hat or something and some sweets because she stood me next to the gift shop.
Right.
And the person just felt sorry for me. She was like, where have you got all this stuff from? I went, I don't know, that man over there gave it to me.
Oh, careful.
Oh, yeah, no, Jesus. Now that I think about it.
Would you like a mug?
I remember it happened to me once at a train station. Because, you know, you say it's mental, but I was like getting on the tube and stuff at like a really young age.
Yeah, that is mental.
There was one time when I was...
You were going into London when you were like, what were you, 10?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I had to. There was one time when I think I was maybe 11. But right. I looked quite young for my age. Mm. I was quite like Harrison a little bit.
Yeah, as you like to keep saying.
Exactly. And I was at the, I think I was at Croydon East or something like that. I was coming from my nan's into central London to meet my mum because that's where she worked.
Right.
It must have been during like the summer holidays or something like that.
Right.
And I was on the, waiting for, and I know how to get trains and stuff. And like, I was so on it as a kid. Mm. Just some woman came up to me and went, "What are you doing here? Are you, where is your mum?" Like saying this. Yeah. I was like, "No, nothing. I'm fine. I'm all right. I'm okay.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm about to get a train. I'm going to meet her. I've got
to
go like three
fair,
or four stops."
And if I saw a little 10-year-old at a train station, yeah. I don't think I would approach him, but I would keep my eye on him. I would be a bit like,
I mean, Jude's 10. I wouldn't let him get a train.
Jesus, no.
I don't know.
Different times.
I guess it was different times.
I mean, I don't think I would have been allowed to get a train into Glasgow when I was 10 by myself. I mean, I definitely wouldn't.
I just was all right with stuff.
Yeah.
I could just.
You fucking had to be.
Like, even with mates and stuff like that, we'd get the bus to places and things, and it was just...
Yeah, I got the bus, but not at 10. I think the first time I got, like, the normal bus, like, to go into town or whatever with my pals was probably 14, 15.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know.
But it means that I grew up...
You're a man of the world,
I just grew up
you're really
looking after myself. Yeah, independent,
That's
yeah.
What happened then when you met me? Right. I've got something. So, you know your now famous list of people that annoy you?
Yeah.
So the past 3 days...
By the way, this list, I do appreciate that. I will hold my hands up and say I am the most annoying person on the planet. I should be on everyone's list.
Yeah,
there should be a separate list.
We already all know that.
Here's the type of person that annoys me, James Buckley. That's...
Right, but the past 3 days, and this is the only reason I'm bringing it up.
Go on.
Is because it's happened consistently.
Yeah.
I've been stuck in traffic.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on at the moment.
It's been really trafficy lately. I've been stuck in traffic, right, and this keeps happening to me, and it drives me insane.
Mm.
That I'm always behind the person who wants to leave a big fucking gap.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
And I bet you because then other people merge in and you're going, well,
not even that.
No, but...
But you're thinking, like, first of all, I know it doesn't make that much of a difference,
No, it does.
But it is really
it
annoying.
Does, Claire.
Even, like, 2 miles back from the traffic, there's a roundabout back there.
Yeah.
And if you just keep moving up, more people will be able to keep moving.
But also...
But I just hate not being right up in the queue.
Yeah.
I hate it.
But also... those people that leave that big gap because they're like, well, we're not travelling very far.
Yeah,
that's their thought. We're not travelling very far, are we? So I'll just slowly catch up with whoever's in front. You're going to be letting other people come in.
Well, yeah, if you're at a
And then you end up getting... If you do that forever, you'll never move.
Yeah.
So I'm with you there, mate.
I hate it.
That a lot.
It gets me, like, hot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the car.
Yeah.
And I'm so angry.
Have you ever seen the film Crash?
No.
I've not seen it. Is that the film where they get all turned on about car crashes? Yeah. There's this film.
What?
I've not seen it. It's got that bloke in it from, what's his name? He's brilliant. His name.
What else has he been in?
No, not Matt Dillon. He was in, like, was he in Twin Peaks and... The thing that...
Twin Peaks? Was that not...
That's him. That's
Kyle
him.
McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in Sex and the City.
Right. Whatever. I don't know. I didn't watch that. But, there's
you
this film Crash.
You don't love Sex and the City.
I've never seen a second of Sex and the City.
Go on. What's your point here?
No, I'm just saying you should watch Crash.
But when I say they
I've not seen it, but it's about a group of people that like really get turned on about car crashes.
That sounds absolutely mental. I'm not surprised that nobody's ever heard
of
it.
Am I wrong? Has anyone seen it here? I know what you mean. Is it right? The film is, and I think they sort of...
Why?
They sort of manoeuvre so that they get into car crashes and stuff, and then they end up having sex or something.
Right, that's too weird even for this podcast. No, well, I didn't mean I get hot as in, I mean I get so angry.
Yeah.
And I'm right up their arse. trying to make my point.
That's not... Everything you just said then is...
You know what I mean? With my car.
Right, okay.
With the Stang.
With the Stang, yeah. You're driving the Stang at the moment.
Yeah, I am, yeah. That back end keeps slipping away from me.
I don't know what you want from me.
That is dangerous, that car.
Everything just sounds sexy to me right now.
Well, calm down.
Sorry, I'm getting hot.
Okay.
Yeah, what the fuck are we talking about?
I'm gonna start my own list. So you've got a list and I've got a list.
Yeah, everyone's got a list.
Yeah, but those people...
Again, let us know your lists.
Yeah.
At In Sickness and In Health Podcast.
Yeah, if you've got any good ones.
And IS...
Because I'm sure they'll be on.
IS. That's In Sickness. A-I-H... at spirit-studios.co.uk?
.com.
Right, thank God. Thank God nearly we got the .com at least.
Right, okay. So, nothing else to moan about?
I don't think I've moaned at all.
Oh, no, you haven't. No, you were just talking about what a poor little soul you are all the time. Yeah, you love that, didn't you? You love getting sympathy.
Yeah.
You do.
I thrive off it,
You do. You what, sorry?
Thrive. Good. The minute I get a bit of sympathy from you, I'm like, oh,
you get what
God.
From me?
Sympathy.
Good.
Can't help where I'm from.
The TH is with the F. They're on my list.
They're on your, yeah, you hate those.
I cannot stand people who say F instead of TH.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, what was our vow of change last week, Claire? It was for me to stop embarrassing you in public.
Yeah. I don't actually think you've done... Wait, hold on, because we were out on Wednesday.
I'm trying to think, yeah, because I do it all the time.
You weren't embarrassing me in public, but you were getting annoyed at me because I was not reacting to the shit you were talking.
Oh, that was right. Yeah, that was annoying.
And then I was trying to hold some conversation with you.
I was getting nothing.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, go on.
We were out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We were on our way to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And
we were in the Vauxhall sort of oval area.
Right.
Yeah. And there'd been some silence.
You just want to interrupt me so much that you interrupted me there with nothing of... It didn't mean anything.
I'll carry on talking.
Go on then.
Well, we were in the sort of...
But the point I was
going
to make was we were about to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And we have to sort of be on good terms to make a good podcast. We were guests on somebody else's podcast.
Yeah.
And all you done was just piss me off.
Why? What did I do?
Because you were having a go at me.
I didn't have a go at you at all.
You were.
You weren't. We were walking. It was a good sort of 5 to 7 minute walk from the tube station.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'll fill this with some conversation.
Well done. About fucking peace and quiet for 5 minutes.
We were walking along and anyone from sort of South London will know these type of buildings that I'm talking about. They're these big sort of flat. Buildings full of flats with the white windows in them, and we were walking past a block of them, and I just went to Claire, because I had a load of family that lived in Peckham when I was growing up, like my aunts and my cousins and stuff and my uncles, and I went, oh, my cousins used to live in a flat like that in Peckham. That was like a council estate. I was like,
this is boring the fucking second time round.
And I was going to you, probably, you know, one of those flats probably costs more than a house nowadays. Mm-hmm. Isn't that And I was just looking for some, all I was looking for was an, oh, right.
Yeah.
Didn't get anything.
I didn't see
it. So I was like,
it.
All right, I'll carry on walking, see if I can think of anything else.
Now, there was
about.
A sign.
And then we saw the, was it the MI5 building? Just down the road. And I went, James Bond works there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the MI5 building, yeah. Right there.
And I went, right.
No, you didn't. You didn't even say anything.
I did say something to that one because the first time when I didn't see anything, you went, let me know if I'm boring you, Claire.
Well, I'm
and
just
I went,
trying
what
to...
do you want, Philly? I'm just fucking walking.
I know, but just to know, yeah, really.
Right, but it was the interesting.
That was interesting.
It was.
You don't find it interesting that an ex-council flat in London.
No.
Right?
I don't care.
Where 20 years ago, 30 years ago,
I don't
it was,
care.
It would have been a rundown sort of.
And this is your problem.
Estate.
It doesn't matter what
now,
anybody says, you
now
keep talking.
You'd have to, now you'd have to spend about $2 million just to be able to look at the place.
Right, so we can't afford it.
I'm not saying that we can't afford it. I'm saying it's wrong. Those houses were built for people to. You can't
right,
afford a house.
Fine. But I was just walking and you got.
But this
mad
is it. This is
me.
The discussion. This is the discussion that we have.
Right, but here's the thing though, right? We were about to go in and do a podcast.
Yes.
And I was like, let's just get
let's
there.
Let's not talk to each other until we get to
well, a little bit, yeah. Fucking talk to you all the time now, man. Do you know what I mean? Just sometimes.
I was just, listen, I'm not saying it was great conversation, but someone had to say something.
Right, maybe you don't. We're not
I'm
on a
not going to walk
date.
There in silence with you.
Well, right. I know what my vow changes.
I don't even know.
Shut
but that wasn't embarrassing. Up. I didn't embarrass you.
No. Oh. I didn't. I said you didn't embarrass me, but you had a go at me for no wanting to.
I didn't have a
for
go
no,
at you.
For not being impressed by all your information.
But just a sort of, even just a, not just a noise. Even just a, you know, you'd probably, there was a council flat a few years ago. It probably cost you about $1.5 million now. Just a. Just
I'm pretty
that.
Sure I did do that.
No, you didn't. You were walking as if I didn't, as if I was a ghost. It was like I was a spirit.
But my vow changed. Do you remember what mine's was? What you asked
well,
me to do?
Let me read it. To make sure.
That's not what I said. I said, yeah, do you remember?
To make sure your knickers are removed from your trousers before wearing.
Sounds ridiculous.
Have you managed that?
Well, listen, I don't go out. Wait a minute, I always feel it, but there was a little stray sock the other day in my joggers.
Again?
I took it out before I left the house,
right.
Though.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is, I love it. I can't wait to hear, I want for the people who are listening to this to get back to me on that. I'm hoping that happens to other people, because when I said it, everybody in here was like, no, I don't do that. I was like, oh,
I think it's because, I don't know, I think people wear... I think people wear like clean clothes and stuff.
Mine's are clean.
No, I know. Listen, I'm with you.
I'm talking
about. I'm the exact
about,
same. I'm the
right,
exact same with you. I've been wearing the same jogging bottoms all week
we
for
don't,
the school run.
We don't. That's what I was going to say. It's the school run. I chuck on some joggers in the morning because then I got to come home and get changed.
Yeah.
Because then I'm doing this or doing that or whatever. It's just my school run stuff and that'll do me the whole 5 days.
Yeah.
And if you pretend that's not all right, you're a liar.
I sometimes drop like the kids off to school and stuff and I'm like, people must just think
I've never washed in my life.
I mean, yeah, I mean they're not half wrong, but
I know,
like
yeah.
I do turn up Monday to Friday, I will be in the same clothes.
I know, but I rectify it at home time because by then I've been out, I've been doing what I'm doing, I've maybe even got a little bit of makeup on sometimes and then I come home. So I'm hoping people are like, oh, she does get changed at some point.
No,
just not
I'm usually
moment.
Wearing the same clothes by that point.
Right.
Because even if we have been out, I'm like, get these as soon as we, like
you
today,
do,
as
swap.
Soon as we get home, I'll be like, get these jeans off.
Yeah, you swap before you do the
yeah,
school.
Yeah, I do.
Right, moving on. We are going to have a little bit of train etiquette. Mm. And I'm happy with that because recently it's been a lot of planes and...
Talking about, yeah, train etiquette, Claire.
Oh, yeah.
Good etiquette this morning. Packed train, busy train.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Packed
and
train,
I'll
busy
tell
train.
You who it was the old man in the middle.
Good for him.
Got everybody to move up.
Sounds like a book. The old man in the middle.
Nursery rhyme, isn't it?
No, me and Claire
he
got
saw
on this packed
looking.
Train and there was two, it was like, how would you describe it? A booth.
The
seats
that face
seats.
Each other,
yeah.
The three and three that face each other.
Yeah. And there was one right in the corner and then one in the middle.
Yeah.
And I went to you, oh, you, we can get in there. There's two seats there. We can get in there. And they moved.
They all moved up.
They
one.
Shifted up.
So that we just sat at the edge.
We just sat on it, so we didn't have to climb over anyone.
It was a beautiful little moment, wasn't it?
It was.
And
really
to be fair, we were like, oh, thank you so much.
I know.
Thank you. Oh my God. I think they must have thought, all right, Camden.
They must listen to the podcast.
Maybe they were scared to get mentioned.
We bumped into someone that listened to the podcast on the way in, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah. And,
Both walking down the street.
James, loving the podcast, mate.
No, that's not us. It was even worse than that.
What was it?
He went, I'm loving your podcast, mate.
Oh, that was
mate.
It. I'm loving your podcast, mate. And then we took about two or three steps, and then Claire went, fuck it, I'm right here.
I was like, I'm fucking in and off.
I went, come on.
Yeah. So if that was you, thank you for listening, but come on. Right, train etiquette story, you ready?
Yeah, you better read this.
I will read it.
Because I can't do the accent.
Okay, yeah, I've seen it. Hello, James and Claire. When I was listening to your podcast and the stories about train etiquette and how to manage the situation, this story came to my mind, so I thought I would share it. I'm from Glasgow. And when I was younger...
Glasgow.
I'm from Glasgow, and when I was younger, my mum would take me and a friend to the caravan in the summer holidays, and it was usually to Flamingoland near Scarborough. You know that?
I've heard of it. Yeah, right. Carry on.
She loved these holidays so much that it ended up a few neighbours nearby would book at the same time, so there would be a few families going, that's proper 90s
that's
stuff,
it.
Isn't it?
That's it. Everyone knows each other.
That's it, yeah. Love that. The journey was usually on two or three different trains, and you were sometimes pressed for time getting from one platform to the next. The platform for the next train was always quite far, and there wasn't a lot of time to make the next train. So us and a few neighbours were trying to get off at this stop, and an English woman, oh God, where are you going with this, pal? And an English woman had piled all her suitcases and bags up at the door, so we couldn't get out the door.
No, it's not on.
My mum asked her, I just like that she specified that she was English. My mum asked her to move them.
Stir things up a little bit,
sure. Yeah, God. My mum asked her to move them. And she refused. She said that we should go along the train to the next door. Now, there was obviously a few of us and all our luggage, so she was being unreasonable. Her and my mum started arguing, and my mum said to her, if you don't move your cases, I'll move them for you. The woman was telling her not to touch her bags and was still refusing to move. So my mum, being a woman that didn't take anyone's shite, just pressed the button to open the train door and booted all her suitcases onto the
platform.
Absolute
hero.
We all just got off the train, bolting to get the next one, and left her there with her bags all over the platform.
Oh, brilliant.
What I want to know from you is, do you think this was a good way to deal with bad train etiquette? And that is from Lindsay in Glasgow.
It's the perfect way to deal with it, because I tell you something.
Listen, if you
she's not going to fucking do that again.
If you've got the boys.
Absolutely. Good for you.
Yeah.
Some heroes.
Yeah.
Don't wear capes.
That's what I can only imagine.
I'd be too scared. I'd be too frightened. I'd be playing it out in my head.
Yeah.
Fantasizing. I could just fucking kick all those things off the train right now.
So these people were just trying to get off.
Absolutely.
And they had all their luggage. Yeah. So they, for them to try and then back up on themselves and go to the next door, the doors could have shut and they could have been too late.
I tell you something, there's a health and safety issue
there
in
is.
That as well.
If there's an emergency, you've got to go off the train.
Yeah.
That to me, though, sounds like, I would assume, right, Lindsay, that it was maybe late 80s, 90s, mid-90s, whatever it was. But that's just like, do you remember those days when nobody had a fucking phone to record you?
Yeah.
And you just, and your mum would just be like, move them or I'll fucking move them.
Yeah.
And that was just the way life was.
That was it, yeah.
Nowadays, you'd be like, I want to put her bags on.
And that's the problem as well. I think the phones, everyone getting their phone out.
Because
that's
what they do.
I think a lot of the time it protects the guilty.
Absolutely. I think it does as well.
Because nowadays that woman would be a Karen. People would go, oh, come on, you could have used another door. Fuck it. I don't want to fucking use it. I could use another door, but who gives a fuck?
Move your bags.
You move your bags. You piled them up in front of the door, you dickhead.
In front of the door, yeah.
All right, calm down. No, she's right.
Yeah.
I'm with the Karens of the world. Not the racist ones. they're the ones that do go over the edge. But the other ones, the ones that are just proving a point.
See, the one with the bags in front of the door, she's the Karen for me.
Do you reckon?
Because she's not even getting off at that stop. All she had to do was move a couple of bags to let folk out.
I think the Karen is the can I speak to a manager?
Yeah. That's the classic.
The people that take care of it themselves.
Yeah.
Boot the things that they're not Karens.
No, I don't
booting
think so.
Booting the bags off the train. They're legends.
Yeah.
They're absolute legends. No,
Lindsay.
I would have clapped.
We love you more.
I would have clapped. I would have stood up and...
Right on.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Who is your mum? Liam Neeson.
Give her a medal.
Now, well, you want to know, do we think that that was a good way to deal with bad train etiquette? Your answer.
She ran so we... She walked so we could run. Run.
Run? Fuck's sake. Your answer's yes. We are very much into
She's
that.
She's brilliant. Lindsay's mum, you're a legend. Well done. Keep it up. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it for us.
For the ones that are too scared.
For the ones that don't have the courage.
For the ones off the telly that kind of get... Video.
I know, that's the thing. I can't do it. I can't say anything. I can't have a pop at anyone.
No.
Food turns up that's cold and shit. How's your meal? Really great, thanks.
Yeah.
Here's a huge tip.
Yeah. Because if you sent it back, you'd be on Twitter the next day.
Bloke off the television thinks he's special. I don't think I'm special at all. I just want good service.
I want hot food. No, that was a good one. I like that. That was proper old school, that. You could tell.
Brilliant. That's the end of part one, but part two is available right now, so go and listen to it, please.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.